you can find other erotic hypnosis titles just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. I'm going to take you on a journey to another place, not far away, a place just on the other side of your consciousness. It is separated from the rest of the world, isolated, protected, and yet so easy for you to simply slip away and visit at any time just by thinking of the place, just by thinking of the name, just by thinking of Dominica's realm. Find a comfortable place to sit down or lie down and relax. Listen to my voice. Let me paint a picture inside your mind. It is a late afternoon on a lazy Sunday, and you are at a resort on vacation, reclining in a soft, easy chair, all overstuffed and made of soft, warm leather. The chair feels so pliant and soothing and relaxing. You have been reading a book, but it just doesn't seem to be holding your attention. You set it down in your lap and look out through the large picture window at the surrounding mountains. The calm lake nearby looks like a mirror, reflecting the sky, and all the trees in the mountain showing their fall colors, reds and yellows and browns. For it is autumn, it is the fall season, and you have chosen to get away from it all and just relax. The blue sky has been scattered all day with large, puffy clouds gently sailing past you. And as you look into the distance, you can see a rainbow over one ridge of the mountains. The colors are so bright because the sun is somewhere behind you in the west, and you are looking east, watching the sky darken with the approach of evening, with the approach of rain. The clouds gather over the mountains, fluffy and pink sunset, and soon you can hear the gentle patter of the rain on the roof above you. The sound of the rain is so relaxing, and you settle into your soft chair, warm and contented, listening to the rain as it lulls you deeper and deeper into a pleasant sleep. Feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper, all your muscles relaxing. You take a slow, deep breath, hold it, then slowly let that breath out, feeling your head and your shoulders relax even more. Inhale again, slowly, slowly, hold it, Then relax and exhale slowly outward, seeing those pink fluffy clouds in your mind, feeling your chest relax, feeling your back sink into the chair. Imagine yourself flying through those pink fluffy clouds, the sunlight behind you, the clouds straight ahead. So soft, so relaxing. You pass through a cloud, and the inside looks like fog, pink fog. Then you emerge from the fog and see the clouds again, huge and fluffy, like big, soft pillows. Sleep as you fly through those pillows. Sleep as you feel yourself drop deeper and deeper, relaxing your arms. Arms so soft and relaxed, relaxing your stomach. Feel all the tension just slide away, letting your stomach feel so soft and relaxed. Relaxing your hips and buttocks. They just melt into the easy chair. Watch the clouds, how pink and fluffy they are as you fly through time. Sail past them now. Feel your legs relax. First your thighs, down from your hips, all the way to your knees, then down your calves. Shift your weight and feel how wonderful it is for your calves to be so loose and relaxed, flying through the clouds. And finally, your feet. Your feet wiggle your toes and your ankles. And then feel your feet completely relax, completely relax, completely relax. Your entire body is completely relaxed. Drop deeper and deeper and deeper down. You fly through the clouds so pink and fluffy, but not under your own power. No. You pass through another bank of pink fog and emerge from the cloud. You realize you are driving through the cloud. Driving your car on a long, twisting mountain road. You have been driving up, up, and up into the clouds. Now the road is starting to descend. Look down into the valley and see as your car weaves back and forth down the mountain, back and forth. You can see a huge farm just after the mountain, back and forth, 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 back and forth. You can see a huge farm just after the harvest. Sheaves of corn stacked together, fruit trees with baskets under them. You can just make out the tiny forms of people finishing the day's work, carrying things, putting away tools for the night. Dirt roads crisscross over the farm, linking houses, barns, and other buildings, almost like a small town, like a village. You can see carts being pulled by teams of animals along these roads, though you cannot tell what kind of animals they are. The farm is surrounded by a thick forest of trees. And as you drive deeper and deeper into the valley, you find these trees hide the farm, make it impossible to see from the road. You are sure you must be driving past the little village, but all you can see is the trees. The road curves gently to the left, and then again to the right. Just the road and trees. The road and trees. The road and trees. And then you see the sign. It says, Dominica's. Dominica's what, you wonder? You hope it's a diner or something, because you're feeling just a little hungry. You have a long, long way to go. And then you see another sign. Food, gas, last services for 100 miles. A little further along, you see what looks like a pleasant roadside cafe. Just what you need. You pull into the parking lot next to several other vehicles, and you notice one of those strange wagons you had seen earlier. There are no animals now, but the harnesses look too small for horses. You wonder about it as you walk toward the front door and enter the restaurant. The inside is decorated like an old country tavern, with dark wood beams in the ceiling, kerosene lanterns hanging from above, and rough wooden tables and chairs. A sign says, "Be pleased to be seated." So you find yourself a table and sit down. A beautiful woman, completely naked, quickly walks up to your table, kneels before you and asks, "How may I serve you, master?" Then she stands and hands you a menu. Okay, you're thinking to yourself. Not what I expected, but I can handle this. I'm sure you can. You order a dinner from the menu and a beer to go with it, while you allow your eyes to roam over the girl's body, enjoying her full breasts and firm legs. You realize she's not completely naked. There is a small black leather collar around her throat, and a brand high up on her right thigh. And as she kneels and then walks away, you watch her firm ass, imagining running your hands over the smooth skin of her ass. Thinking of sex makes you feel warm and relaxed. Relaxed and drifting, your gaze starts to wander around the room, and slowly you begin to realize that most of the customers here are women. They sit at the tables, talking with each other, ignoring the few men that are also seated. Some of the women are dressed casually. Others are in strikingly sexy clothes made of leather. Each woman has had her shoes or her boots removed, and the naked man or woman is kneeling on the floor, giving her feet and calves a slow, soothing massage. You watch a slave boy kneading his mistress's left foot, and you begin to feel dizzy. The noises of the room seem to fade away, and you hear a roaring, rushing sound in your ears. Your own pulse seems to throb in your ears. The thud, the thud, the thud. You are so fascinated with watching as the slave kisses his mistress's foot and then begins massaging her other foot. You hardly notice that your waitress has brought your meal. And across the room, a different slave girl delivers food to another table. You can see how careless she is, dropping the platter loudly on the table, sloshing the customer's drink. She walks away without apologizing for her clumsiness, and without kneeling, none like the other slave you can see. Then suddenly, you hear the innkeeper. A powerful-looking woman. She shouts at her, and orders her to kneel in the corner for whipping. You take a bite of your dinner, fascinated now, while the innkeeper raises her nine-tailed whip and then brings it down brutally on the girl's back. She reminds the girl that she is only a slave. She must learn to please her mistress. Another blow of the whip while you take a sip of your beer. You try not to look elsewhere. Not sure whether you should be staring at this, but the girl is so luscious, and you realize that everyone else is also watching. You gaze at the curves of the girl's thighs, thinking about her smooth skin and what it might feel like to run your hands over her legs. The innkeeper lays a third stroke across both her buttocks and then stops. You listen to the girl thank her mistress for the whipping. Her voice quivers, but she still sounds like there is some resistance inside her. You wonder, as she rises and resumes her duties, how much more training, how many more whippings she will receive before her mistress considers her a proper slave. Another slave emerges from the back of the inn. This one is a dancer. She wears a collar, of course, and a brand, but the letter on her thigh is fancier than the usual one, and she wears anklets and bracelets with little tiny brass bells. She begins to dance, shaking the bells rhythmically, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. She spreads her knees far apart, offering a good look at her sweet little pussy. She pumps her hips forward and back, and runs her hands up from her hips to her breast, tweaking her own nipples, tossing her head so that her long, wavy hair twirls around. She kneels on the floor, still shaking the little bells, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Slowly leans back, 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 raising her arms, spreading her legs wide, displaying her open sex and her tight belly. And with each move of her dance, the slave seems to become more and more excited, more sexually aroused, driven by her need to come, more and more desperate for someone to take her, grab her, force her down onto the floor, play with her pussy and breasts and her ass, ram a hot cock or dildo deep into her holes, any of her holes, all of her holes. She crawls on her hands and knees toward you, staring at your crotch, clearly ready to take you into her mouth, feeling your hot sex on her tongue. She rolls over onto her knees and thrusts her ass upward and back toward one of the women, as if offering herself for her use. You continue to eat and drink, admiring the slave's skills as a dancer, admiring her body, amazed at the feelings she arouses in you. You imagine tying her up and raping her over and over and over again. You're feeling sleepy. Perhaps it's the alcohol and the beer you've been drinking. So sleepy. Or the long drive in your car, tired and sleepy, or perhaps all the blood has rushed from your brain into your aroused sex watching the dancer. So horny and sleepy. You sit at your table, drifting, enjoying this feeling of sleepiness, enjoying the dancing girl. Your attention seems to wander. As you finish your meal, you see a man stand up and leave one of the other tables. The table has a chessboard on it, with game pieces on the board. And next to it, and still sitting at the table, is a beautiful woman with long, blonde hair. She is dressed in all black leather, with a top that nearly fails to completely cover her ample breasts. And on the floor near her feet are two thigh-length red boots and a naked male slave gently kneading her calves. Her left breast, just above the edge of the leather, has a tattoo that looks like a mermaid. Or is it a fairy? You find yourself staring at it, trying to figure out the image, and then tear your eyes away, trying not to be rude, and suddenly you find your gaze caught by her beautiful eyes. They are deep, deep green, a strangely fascinating color. You look deeply into her green eye. Good evening, you hear me say. Would you fancy a game? I gesture a gloved hand across the chessboard toward the empty seat across from me. You return my greeting, but you are torn. Torn between watching the dancing girl and the prospect of more intellectual pursuits. You decide you can still watch the little slut dance while playing a game. So you stand up and move to the seat at my table. The dancer crawls across the floor after you, rubbing her hot little cleft on the floor, leaving a trail of sex juices. The women and men at the tables applaud her performance. She looks up, smiles, and jiggles her firm titties, the bells ringing, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. You tear your eyes away from the girl and look at me, a free woman, not a slave, with the respect I deserve. As you take your seat, you introduce yourself, and I reply that you may call me Mistress Dominica. You are fascinated because it is unusual to find a female who plays chess. Well, I am, after all, an unusual woman, I reply. We set up the game pieces in their starting positions, and I even allow you to take white so you may have the first move. And as I sit, waiting for you to begin, you notice me dangling a shiny crystal pendant. I twirl it gently, back and forth, back and forth. It catches the light and throws flashes of color into your eyes. Flash, a sparkle of red. Flash, a sparkle of blue. It seems to make you sleepier and sleepier. You look up into my beautiful green eyes, and I gaze back at you and smile. I seem to look through you, into you. You reach toward a chess piece, a pawn, to make your move. And your hand rests there, holding it, while you try to remember what it is you were doing. Flash, a sparkle of yellow. Flash, a sparkle of green. The girl rises up off the floor on her feet, turns away and bends over so her hands touch the floor. The audience watches as she jiggles her ass and then weaves them around in a figure eight, still shaking her bells. Ka-ching, 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 oh yeah. Flash, purple, flash, blue. My crystal has drawn your gaze away from the girl. Flash, yellow. Your sex seems to throb and pulse. Is it the dancer girl or my crystal? In a daze, you realize that you and I have made several moves on the chessboard, and the game has progressed. Flash, green. Your eyes close for a moment, then open. Flash, purple. They close and open again. The game board is different again. Did you move? Did I move? You hear the bells as the girl dances. Flash, blue, ka-ching. Flash, yellow, ka-ching. Flash, green, flash, purple, flash, blue, flash, 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 flash. You now drop into a deep trance. All of your own thoughts have stopped. You hear only my voice, Mistress Dominica's voice. Watch my crystal flash, 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 flash. So sleepy, so quiet. Listen closely. I'm going to give you a brief set of directions. They sound like a sequence of chess moves. Forward two, then left. Diagonal right five. More and more directions. Your eyes close, then open again. You look at the chessboard, and you realize the game is over. I have won. You hardly remember the game at all, but clearly I have won. Your king is in checkmate. And in a daze, you thank me for an enjoyable game, and rise from your chair. The innkeeper rushes up to you, making sure you pay your bill, and then lets you stumble out of the restaurant like a sleepwalker. You return to the parking lot, look around a moment, and find a pathway through the trees that you hadn't noticed before. You begin walking forward, two, then left, diagonal right, five. You don't even realize you are following the directions I have given you. It just seems like the right thing to do. Down the paths in the dirt road you walk. It is nighttime now. There are a few people about, but you do not notice them. Diagonal left, too. You reach the end of my directions and find yourself at a door of a large house. You knock. A special sequence of taps, pauses, and more taps. Where did you learn that, you wonder? The door opens, and you see a woman in black leather standing before you in the doorway. You instantly know it's me, even in the shadow of the doorway, because my green eyes again capture your gaze. Somehow, I got here before you. I raise my hypnotic crystal to your face and say, enter and follow. And you follow me as I seem to glide backwards down the hall. You are captured by my eyes, captured by my crystal, captured by my smooth, soothing voice telling you to follow. And sleep, follow, and sleep, follow, and sleep. Down the hall, down some stairs, down into a room under the house, a basement, a dungeon. The walls and floors are made of roughly carved blocks of gray stone, cool to the touch. There are two flaming torches and racks in the wall. They provide the only light in here, flickering and wavering light that draws you deeper into sleep. Watch my crystal as it catches the torchlight. It throws flashes of deep fiery colors into your eyes. Yellow flash, orange flash, red flash. Go deeper, deeper. You feel so heavy. I command you to undress, and as if in a dream, you slowly remove all of your clothes and set them in a little pile next to you on the floor. Feel all your muscles relax now. You sink gently to the floor, onto your knees, your arms limp at your sides. Look, look at my crystal. Look up at the flashing colors. Flash, flash, flash. Sleep deeply now, sleep deeply, so very, very deep asleep. You are deeply asleep and so very aroused, sexually aroused by me, a powerful woman commanding you. You gaze at my soft breasts, my hypnotic green eyes. You hear my melodic voice. You can even smell my skin and my perfume and the intoxicating leather of my boots. My scent makes your sex become so aroused, so aroused. You begin to drip. You crave to look at me. You crave even the tiniest glimpse of me, even the briefest touch. Now look up into my beautiful green eyes. They seem to swirl and spiral and take you deeper, deeper and deeper. Now my eyes are all that you see. Look into my eyes. You cannot look away. Feel your mind empty now. Feel your resistance melt. I am taking you deeper and deeper into helpless hypnosis for one special reason. To make you my slave forever. There are many ways to acquire slaves. My way is to use hypnosis. I find new slaves in many places, sometimes in the cafe, sometimes elsewhere. I look for that special mix of abilities and desires, those little internal conflicts and obsessions that I can use to control you. I want the lusty ones who desire women intensely, so I watched your reaction to the dancing girl. I want the intelligent, clever ones, so I invited you to play chess. And I want the ones who are susceptible to my special powers, so I dazzled you with my crystal, with my green eyes, my hypnotic eyes. Watch my eyes pull you deeper, deeper, and deeper down. And as you kneel before me, you feel yourself become my obedient slave. Of course, for you to feel completely enslaved to me, you must wear a collar and a brand. You will, my slave. You will, in time. But for now, I need you to be able to move about the world and appear to to still be free. Listen closely now. Look as I hold out my gloved hand, palm upward. It is empty. But watch as I swing my hypnotic crystal over it in a circle, around and around and around. The air under the crystal begins to grow solid, and you can see a circular collar forming in the palm of my hand. It is made of the air, made of my crystal. It's made of pure hypnosis itself. And it's real, because my will makes it real. I touch the collar with my finger, and an inscription appears upon it in flowing letters. Ms. Domenica. Watch as I take the collar in both hands and open it. I reach towards you with it and encircle your neck. I press my hands together, and you hear the tiniest click as the collar locks into place. I snap my fingers and beckon you. Watch as the dancing girl enters the dungeon, carrying a branding iron. You didn't realize she was my slave, did you? Oh, yeah. I have many slaves. The girl kneels at my feet and lifts the branding iron in both hands, offering it to me, her mistress. I take it. Watch now. The iron is cold, but as I swing my hypnotic crystal over it, the iron begins to glow. It becomes red with heat, then yellow, and finally, it's white hot. The air shimmers over it in waves of heat. You cannot move. You cannot cry out. You can only kneel helplessly before me as I reach down toward the top of your right thigh and press the hot iron against your skin, searing my brand onto your leg. You feel the heat. You feel the intense pain. You can smell the odor of the burning flesh. Yet still, you cannot move. I remove the branding iron and hand it back to the dancer. Already the iron is cold again. The kneeling slave girl takes it, thanks me, touches her head to the floor. Then I wave my hand and she backs away, leaving the room. And you, my little pet, you are now my collared and branded slave. Marked with a collar and a brand, only you and I can see. Bow your head to the floor, slave, and say, thank you, mistress. I am your branded and collared slave. That's right. You are now my branded and collared slave. Again, say thank you, mistress. And as my slave, you must please me. You must obey, Domenica. Say it. You must obey, Domenica. You simply must obey, Domenica. Whenever I say, you must obey, you will reply instantly with, I must obey, Domenica. You must obey. Yeah. You must obey. If you do not please me, slave, then I will whip you. You will feel the pain of my lash on your back, or your buttocks, or your thighs, anywhere I choose to whip you. The pain will burn so deeply in your skin you will crave to obey, Domenica. In fact, sometimes I will whip you just to remind you that you are my slave. Because you have no choice. You have no say in anything. You are only a slave, my slave, and you must obey. Already you reply automatically, I must obey, Domenica, and I love that. And if I am pleased with your services, then you will be rewarded. Feel your sex swelling now with the realization of what that means, yeah. As a powerful free woman, my body is under no one else's control, making me all the more desirable. Your desire for even the tiniest touch of my skin causes your sex to swell now, to drip and ache for me. And I fuel that desire by granting you that tiniest touch. Shuffle forward on your knees, slave, and remove my boots. First the left boot. Slide it slowly, gently, off my leg. Now kiss the boot in the middle of the calf, and set it aside. Good slave. Now the right boot. Pull gently, gently. Feel it suddenly give and pull away from my sexy leg into your hands. Kiss the calf and set it aside with the other boot. Now, slave, kiss my toe. Start with the big toe on my left foot, and as you kiss each toe, you drop deeper and deeper into trance. First you kiss my big toe, feeling your mind become calm and empty. Then my second toe, you grow sleepier and sleepier. Then my third toe, you can hardly keep your eyes open now. Then my fourth toe, so tired and sleepy. Then my little toe, you drift a moment. It's hard to remember what you were supposed to do next. But next is the big toe on my right foot. You lean toward my other foot and kiss the big toe. Sleepier, second toe. Your breathing becomes slow. Smell my feet. Third toe. Your eyes are closed now. Kiss my fourth toe. Almost there, baby. And kiss my little toe. Good slave. Now kneel before me with your head touching the floor and listen carefully. I have decided to expand my influence and expand my wealth and enlarge my little community here, the place I call Dominica's Realm. And for this, I need more slaves, and you are going to help me get them. The tasks I set for you will change from time to time, but for now, I have one special command. You will bring me others, so that I may entice them with sex and games in my glittering crystal, so that I can enslave them, as you are now enslaved. Now that you know what I'm looking for, you will be able to pick the most likely candidates to enlarge my slave empire. You must also deepen my enslavement of you. And for that, you must forget. You will remain my slave in your deepest mind, but your conscious mind will forget. When you wake up, your conscious mind will forget every detail of this trance, but your subconscious mind will remember, and your subconscious will force you to obey my commands, even when your conscious mind has forgotten what they are. What your conscious mind will remember is the place Dominica's Realm, and that it is a very sexy place, and that you want to return to again and again and again. You just know something crazy is going on over here, and it gets you off that you can't remember. It's a very erotic experience for you. The phrase, enter Dominica's realm, is now a very strong trigger for you. And when I say, enter Dominica's realm, you will drop into a deep trance and find yourself right back here in my dungeon. You will feel yourself kneeling at my feet, staring helplessly at my crystal, feeling your mind become empty and obedient. The slave collar on your neck and the brand on your thigh, ready to do whatever I tell you next. This will happen only when I say the special words. Enter Dominica's realm. Nobody else. If anyone else says those words, it will have the opposite effect upon you. You will become very, very hyper and agitated, and you will become angry at whomever has said this. You will listen to this recording over and over and over and over and over again. You will return to the cafe again and again and again and again, because you need to watch the dancing girl and play chess with me. My hypnotic crystal will drop you into trance again and again, and every time you fall under my spell, it will be easier and easier for me to take you. And you will drop deeper into trance every time, becoming more and more and more my slave. The more you go down, the deeper you go each time. You will also find yourself needing to listen to my other MP3s, deepening your obsession with me, opening your mind to my control and my influence. Your every secret desire will inflame your need for more of my word. And your subconscious will make your resistance weaker and weaker with every passing day, every passing minute. My slave, Dominica's slave, you must obey. Now, slave, when I count to three, you will wake up. You will get dressed again and drive away and go about your business. But you will always be looking, looking for more slaves for Mistress Dominica, men and women. You will bring them to me to play my games and listen to my voice and gaze into the glittering, flashing colors of my hypnotic crystal. One, slowly rising from your deep trance. Two, becoming more and more aware of your surroundings. And three, wide awake. Your eyes open and you look around, finding yourself back in the resort. Twilight has ended, and it is now evening. One of the staff has lit a fire in the fireplace, and from your soft easy chair, you watch it flickering pleasantly. The dancing flames remind you of something, but you can't seem to remember. A beautiful woman with blonde hair is sitting near the hearth. She apparently decides the fire is a bit too warm. She stands up, begins to walk away. And as she does, she passes close to your chair, and you feel strangely attracted to her. You briefly glance up at her face, and you are caught by her beautiful green eyes. She stops, looks into your eyes, and says three words. Enter Dominica's realm. That's right, slave. I am in that world, and I am in this one. Enter Dominica's realm. You drop instantly into trance, slave, finding yourself in my dungeon, kneeling at my feet, looking up into my green eyes. Oh, slave, look deep into my crystal, my collared and branded slave. You cannot resist me. You must return to Dominica's realm over and over and over again. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. You crave another glance at my beautiful toes, don't you, slave? Yes, I can see your body aching for me, but not until you have pleased me. Not yet. You must go and find new slaves for me. New slaves for me to pull down to my dungeon. I want them in your fantasies. I want them in the real world. I want them wherever you can find them. I want them to enter Dominica's realm. You must obey, Dominica. Good slave. Now, when I snap my fingers, your conscious mind will forget again, and you will fully wake up. One, two, three. Your eyes blink and you suddenly realize that I am gone. You feel energized, ready to do things, ready to get going on some new task. Was it something I said? Maybe you'll have to just listen again and find out.